This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way, Parler, at the Captain's America, Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I know you sound like you're wide awake and bushy-eyed and ready to go.
All right,
here we go. Now, we were just talking about President Biden, and he's got his first international crisis with the Russians. But in the meantime, and I'm going to go into this story simply because of we were talking about during the break, days after a humanitarian situation compelled the Biden administration to revoke the terrorist designation of the Houthis, which happens to be a Yemen-based militant group, by the way, they're at war with the Saudis, the U.S. is now sending the Islamic Nation $191 million in assistance. What the hell are we doing?
Well, the country is in trouble. I mean, there is a humanitarian crisis going on there. That's undeniable. But the truth of the matter is that's not a United States issue. It is an issue between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Right.
And so Saudi Arabia has been doing an awful lot of work regarding Yemen, trying to deal with the humanitarian crisis. And there is clearly one of those there, but it's really Iran that's the problem. So instead of the financial burden being on the United States, which is ridiculous, let some other countries that are so embedded, those are the P5 plus one and the joint comprehensive plan of action with the Iran deal, let France step up, let Germany step up, and let them deal with the crisis in Yemen. It doesn't have to be the United States. So that's my point on that one.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Yemen was originally the hotbed of terrorism that served as the headquarters of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, known as AQAP. Now, they haven't gone anywhere. They're dwindled in size and prestige, probably, because they're literally underground. If they poke their heads up, it's going to get slammed to the ground again. But they're there. They're still there.
There's a very small al-Qaeda footprint in Yemen, and in fact, last month, allegedly, one of the AQAP leaders, Khalid Batarfi, had been arrested by the Yemeni security forces. and he was handed over to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that he allowed himself to be arrested. He didn't martyr himself.
Yeah.
He's got a long history coming out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see. Pretty weird.
All right. Now, the IRS is going to extend tax filing day for about 32 days, moving it from April 15th to May 17th. That's not a bad idea, I don't think. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm okay with that one.
And I was at my dry cleaners yesterday, and one of the managers, one of the floating managers was there working and had one of the part-timers that was there working with them. The normal people that work the regular shift weren't there, and I made a comment to him. I said, well, must be a holiday, huh, because it was St. Paddy's Day. And they said, oh, no, they got their $1,400 stimulus check, and they're off on a party.
Yeah, so obviously they didn't need it, did they?
Nope. That's obviously correct. Yep, and there's going to be a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot more of that. But the people that got their checks direct deposited because they were in the system for whatever reason, that started over the weekend. The ones that are waiting for checks or the debit cards, the paper checks or the debit cards, they won't go out until March the 24th, so you got to wait a little bit longer. Okay, let's go right to the Georgia spa shooting that killed 8 people in 3 locations. This cat, and I hate to do this, but he's still a suspect. This suspect says that it was his sex addiction that caused him to do this.
Well, as you and I talked about the night before, remember
right.
that I said that I checked several sources, and every one of the sources were blaming or calling this person a white supremacist,
yep.
and they were blaming Trump.
Yep.
And I checked I looked at the Washington Post, I looked at the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
I looked at Associated Press, every one of them.
Correct.
Well, as it turns out, that wasn't the case at all.
Correct.
Not at all.
Yep.
So.
And I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And that includes mm-hmm. little Miss Kamala Harris, too, because she also weighed in
mm-hmm.
Saying that, you know, he was clearly a racist.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised to hear that.
It's the fact.
Yeah, after what we went through with the Washington Post story in Georgia, I'm not surprised at all. Are you?
I'm not surprised, but at some point here, you would think that they would begin to start getting it right.
Yeah.
Mostly because they've had to do some retractions.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And, oh, by the way, Afghanistan. Yep, we're leaving, aren't we? Aren't we? Don't think so. We'll tell you what we know when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we're going to take it away. Before we get back to Denise Simon, I want to remind everybody that Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever. Now, this Saturday and Sunday, they'll be down at Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. That happens to be right straight across the street from the Tampa Bay Rays Spring Training Complex. And right beside it is Burt's Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Dealership. So, come on down. Maybe you can catch a ball game. Go to the gun show, because on Saturday, they're open from 9 to 5. From Sunday, they're open from 9 to 3. And don't forget that the concealed carry classes on Saturday start at 2 p.m., on Sunday at 12:30. And to sign up for the class and get your advance ticket to save you some money, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry class if that's what you want to do, but you certainly can go over there and get your discounted ticket, too. So there you go. And you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. They'll also have a large collection of knives there and other military surplus and things that are all related to self-defense. And that's all I can tell you. TwoGuysShows.com, the website. Check them out. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the president has said that he may break President Trump's deal to withdraw from Afghanistan by May the 1st. You and I have talked about for some time that we weren't going anywhere to begin with.
Yeah, you know, Trump was working very hard to wean ourselves out of both Afghanistan and Iraq. And he was met with a lot of headwinds on that. By several factions, least of which was some of the top brass at the Pentagon. And in some cases, you know, he capitulated and said, okay. But there was still a mission to, you know, reduce our footprint as much as possible. Biden is not going to do that. We pretty much knew that that was going to be the case. So now we're in a situation here where what happens next? What's the mission at this point? Well, we've not resolved the issue of Al-Qaeda. And I don't know where the Biden administration is with regards to having any kind of discussions mm-hmm. or continuing peace talks with Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Taliban. When I said Al-Qaeda, we were talking about that a minute ago.
Right.
I personally don't think that we ought to have any kind of discussions with the Taliban, but I haven't been convinced otherwise. I haven't heard a good argument because they violated everything that
sure.
they've agreed to already. So we have terror is still out there, and you know we see it intermittently. But I have a gut feeling that something is coming. I don't know what it is, but this is typically what they do with any kind of terror faction would do with a new administration. So mm-hmm. we shall see.
Okay, we have a question on the line now from our professional question asker. It would be Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, Captain, I heard earlier that y'all were talking about education and stuff.
Yep.
And the fact that schools were not doing a very good job.
Well, we talked about Baltimore, to be specific. Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baltimore. Okay, right. And what I wondered is, doesn't the Department of Education have any means of enforcing standards on these, or is that strictly up to the states alone?
Okay. All right, thank you. No, Denise, correct me if I'm wrong on this one, but I believe that's totally up to the state.
Pretty much, and it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what we talked about, and what he's referring to, is we talked about.
I know. I saw that last week.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to that story, by the way, with that parent of that of her son.
Mm-hmm.
you know, being passed, and she's pulled him out of that school. He's now in another school and will graduate in 2023, I think.
Did he actually have a GPA of 0.13?
He did.
Wow.
And he was in, by the way, in his class, I think it was 210 in his class.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the top 50%.
Good God. They must be totally mm-hmm. illiterate in that school.
Well, and therein lies why... you know, we had a congressman, Elijah Cummings. Anybody remember
right.
that name?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, you know, what the heck did he ever do for Baltimore?
Apparently in that situation, nothing.
Know.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right.
So, yeah, it's a mess.
All right. Did you see the picture of John Kerry on the American Airlines plane?
I did.
And the comment he made was, well, I just took my mask off for just a few seconds. And then the passenger came back and said it wasn't a few seconds. It was 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, what's particularly interesting about this one is that Fox News, I think, was the only one that actually reported that. And they did independently verify that photo
yes,
with the
did.
Woman
mm-hmm.
who took the picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No but one apparently, he's notorious for that kind of stuff.
Yes, but he's John Kerry, so he can get away with that. Now, Michigan.
Well, he does.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about Michigan, and we talked about the Secretary of State up there, and I got a lot of response from our comment discussions we had talking about the election irregularities in many states. But Michigan in particular, pardon me, the judge that ruled that Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State broke the law with the absentee ballot rule, allowing absentee ballots to be counted, cost John James the Senate race and Donald Trump the presidential race in that state because of what they did and the number of votes that wound up going over to the other side. And unfortunately, tell me I'm wrong, nothing's going to happen.
Well, pretty much. And, you know, we have these judges that did not have the will or the courage to hear any of these cases prior to any kind of seating of the people in Congress and to inauguration. Now it's kind of, well, in some of these states, I think Pennsylvania is next, they're kind of other suits have wound or are winding their way through the system, least of which is also Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Arizona is also in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, if for nothing else, the Republicans, if you pay some real attention, Republicans, both in the House and in the Senate, are making some real clarion calls here, and I don't think we're listening because I think we're becoming desensitized to scandals,
mm-hmm.
And to corruption. And that's to our own demise.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after immigration. We've got immigration bills that are coming into the House floor.
Two of them.
Yes. Gun control and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. We've got filibuster. We got H.R. 1.
Mm-hmm.
We got the fraud already in the lawsuits that are being launched because of the $1.9 trillion
mm-hmm.
COVID relief package. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, here, you better start paying some real attention, because if you don't, the Democrats are going to get away with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And least of which is advancing the agenda of making Washington, D.C. the 51st state,
yep.
which gives them two Democrat senators so that we would never have
and
the House.
And two congressmen. Two congressmen.
Well, we already have those. They just don't have voting. But I'm just telling you, you better pay some real attention to what they're trying to say here. We've got an education problem, least of which has to deal with critical race theory, and a big hat tip to Governor DeSantis because he said it will not be taught in Florida schools.
Yep, and we've got four gun laws coming through the Florida legislature. The first one's going to be the church carry that's going to get voted on in the legislature. It's gotten that far. All right, folks, Denise Simon, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there, check out all the stuff she has over there at FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Georgia man accused in a Metro Atlanta shooting spree is now facing 8 murder charges. Robert Long is accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 Metro Atlanta spas that killed 8 people and wounded another, with 6 of the victims being Asian. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds says it's too early in the investigation to determine if the attack was racially motivated. He tells CNBC that the suspect denied a racial component to the attacks, but that investigators are still looking into all possibilities.
I have watched the entire interview with the suspect, and he does make a full confession. During that interview, I did not hear anything about race. It was other than us asking the question. But we're not going to rule that out. We're going to continue this investigation and go off of every lead and every possible angle that we can, but still a little early to tell.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio next hour, bottom of the hour, to talk about the National Aviation Academy. I've already got some questions, but if you have any, or if you want to call in when Bo comes on at 5:30, you can do just that. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, I've told you for years, you should take the tour of their facility and find out exactly what they're all about. Because becoming an aviation maintenance tech is going to be a career change and a life change for you because of what you're getting yourself into. It is a tremendous opportunity. It's one of those deals that comes around once in a lifetime, and I do mean that. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their two schools. Now, one school is in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, the website to go to is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at the website, see what they have to offer, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. There you go. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves treatment, too. Now, border deployments are going to be extended past the end of this year. Now, within hours of taking office, President Joe Biden rescinded the national emergency along the U.S.-Mexican border that launched the 2018 deployments of thousands of troops and spurred the rerouting of billions of dollars of Defense Department dollars into the border barrier wall construction. And it's possible those deployments are going to continue past 2020 into 2021. Now, the other thing is, what you have to understand right now is there is a lawsuit being considered because the money that was earmarked for the border wall, which was supposed to be spent on the border wall, is sitting there in limbo because President Biden ordered the border wall to be stopped. Now, if it was just me that noticed this, I'd say, okay, I got it. I see what they're doing. But did you notice the pictures coming from the border where the border wall had been stopped because it hadn't been finished? And the refugees were coming right up to that point and coming right around the wall that was there that they couldn't get over or through and just walking around the other side to come into the U.S. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. In El Paso, it's asinine as to how those people can just walk out down the street in Juarez and walk right across the river that might only be knee-deep at the most to come to the United States and try to jump the fence and get up on the interstate and run across the interstate. I've seen that happen so many times when I've gone through El Paso, it's not funny. A big bunch of people will come over, they'll either cut through the fence or they'll jump over the fence, do whatever they can, and get on the interstate and they run as fast as they can to get into the streets and into the burbs, if you would, of El Paso so they can filter in and sneak away. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And by the way, a lot of people have been killed trying to cross the road because the traffic's not going to slow down for them most of the time. That's happened a lot. But anyway, that's the latest on the military at the border. Now, today, in case you're hiding under a lamp pole somewhere, we've got the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense meeting with the Chinese in Alaska. So, we'll see how that all works out. And Japan and the United States joined forces this week to criticize China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office back in January. Now, you heard me talk with Denise Simon about the troops in Afghanistan. And with less than 2 months before the deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan takes place, local security forces there are totally unprepared. You heard me right. Totally unprepared to stand up on their own, despite years of training and investment from foreign allies, according to a government watchdog who warned the taxpayers of such yesterday. Amazing. Absolutely unfreaking amazing. By the way, a group of 50 House Democrats is urging President Biden to significantly slash the more than $700 billion Pentagon budget. He may do that, but if he does, it's a big mistake on his part because he does not have any idea what's going on when it comes to the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, and even the Cubans in our own backyard. Oh, and then there's Venezuela with what's going on down there in our own backyard. Haven't heard a word out of them lately, have you? But there's plenty of stuff going on, and then there's China. Wow. then there's China. Now, the Army Criminal Investigation Command's ongoing problems may justify an overhaul of its command structure, similar to what the Navy's Criminal Investigation Enterprise went through following a major sexual assault scandal in the 1990s. Specialist Vanessa Gillen, in her case, could be the Army CID's tailhook scandal, if you remember that. We'll wait, we'll see before we make any comments. By the way, North Korea says that they might begin flight testing an improved design for its intercontinental ballistic missiles in the near future. The head of the U.S. military's Northern Command said this week, a move that would sharply increase tensions between Pyongyang and Washington. Now, America has never taken responsibility for something that happened in Vietnam and Laos. Spraying herbicide, Agent Orange, over Laos and the Vietnam War. But generations of soldiers have come down with cancer, have died of cancer, being diagnosed with Agent Orange. Some people, these 40 or 50 years later, have suddenly started to show symptoms and signs. And the government still has never fully taken responsibility for doing what they did. Time has come for them to stand up. Time has come. By the way, advanced cruise missiles and potential hypersonic weapons will challenge North America's Aerospace Defense Command's legacy warning systems, so the command needs to improve awareness to provide earlier warning. We'll find out soon. And just as the top U.S. defense and diplomatic officials are meeting with allies in Asia to find ways and counter the threat from a rising, more aggressive China, a key military commander is warning the front line of the competition for global dominance between Washington and Beijing is really much closer to home. Now, some of our military still believe that Russia remains the top threat to the U.S. homeland, more so than China. But China has to be the biggest emerging threat right now to the country because of everything that's going on there. It has to be. There's no way it couldn't be. So, we'll see what happens as the day progresses and all this stuff moves on and Blinken and whoever that is calling in, hang on a minute, I'll be right to you. But anyway, we'll see what happens here with everything that's taking place. Don't go nowhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's the bell of the ball up there in Carrollton, Georgia at the Double D Ranch. Donna and her husband Don run the Double D Horse Ranch and Stables up there, and they are in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss, that's spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. I was in one about 2 weeks ago, drove it around for a while, and man, was I impressed. You want to talk about the MDX? It's got a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, did that feel fantastic when I turned that on. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And remember, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to save a boatload of money when you do that. That's the key word. You go in there and say the captain sent you, and they're going to treat you like the king or queen that you are. Meantime, here is the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you say if I told you we have a major diplomatic crisis going on now with Russia, and they recalled their ambassador after Joe Biden called Vladimir Putin a killer and said he would pay the price for what he's done?
Yeah. If you don't believe that this guy is not senile, you got another thing coming. I got a suggestion to all of the people that are pulling Biden's strings. Do not allow him to do press conferences. Do not allow him to do interviews with reporters. It is the safest thing for our country. Okay. I don't want my kids having to go off and fight in another war. This guy is out of his mind, for crying out loud. He's got a screw loose. You don't go doing this. I mean, but during the height of the Cold War, this type of rhetoric didn't exist. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have lost our minds. We're becoming an embarrassment on the world stage. Remember what our allies are looking like? We got a leader calling another world leader that we have good relations with. We're not in a shooting war with. We do business with, and you're calling them a killer. We don't do that to China, where they have actual.
They're killing the Uyghurs. They're killing the Uyghurs. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's honestly, I get more and more embarrassed every single day of this country. I really do.
Well, that's going to lead me to my next comment, and that's about Afghanistan. We found out yesterday that Joe Biden is probably, which means he's going to stay and keep the troops there longer than the May the 1st deadline that they'd made with the Taliban, the deal they'd made. So it looks like as if that's a done deal, because we heard it yesterday. Same thing with Iraq. We're going nowhere. And, oh, by the way, not even talking about it, we've got several hundred troops inside Syria that aren't going anywhere either.
Great news for all of you, workers over at Blackwater and all of you military industrial complex types. Believe me, guys like Lindsey Graham and people in the Republican Party, they're thrilled by this. They love this. Let's just continue to fight stupid wars all over the planet where we don't win. Can remember the last time we won one? I mean, this is just absurd. We still got troops in Korea, for crying out loud. I mean, you might
Germany,
as well plan on them being
Germany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the IRS, because yesterday they said they're extending the tax deadline to report your taxes to May the 17th. Good move, bad move?
I guess maybe it has a lot to do with the fact that many businesses and people are dealing with their PPP forgiveness, and there's just a lot of paperwork going on. I know a lot of accountants out there are really scrambling because of all the extra work that they have to do, and maybe it's to help them out and appease them so it's a smoother process. I don't know. I mean, it obviously hasn't anything to do with tax revenue. In case everybody is aware, first 5 months of fiscal year 2021, record tax revenue. Okay. You want the trifecta here? Record tax revenue, record debt, record deficits. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Shouldn't. I mean, it's just absurd. You would think that if we run a record tax revenue, we'd be able to get our fiscal house in order, but the exact opposite is true. The more money we send Washington, D.C., the greater the debt is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, there's a couple of things coming up here. The PRO Act. Have you heard about the PRO Act, protecting the right to organize for unions?
What this would do, if I'm not mistaken, it basically almost eliminates the right to work legislation out there. So basically, unions could force companies to fire people if they decided not to join the union.
Yeah, it makes the open shops closed shops again.
Yeah, I think it's better to live under, Russia than it is here in the United States. They continue to take more and more freedom away here in this country. I mean, we criticize all these countries around the globe, but we're worse than they are.
Mm-hmm. Health and Human Services is going to invest more than $12 billion to increase the COVID-19 testing, not the vaccines, testing.
I know there's, $10 billion for schools that they're through. I mean, they're going to keep testing, I guess. Most of this money will find its way to some contractor that gave a nice campaign contribution. That's just how it works. Expand testing. You know, I had to get on an airplane with the, you know, my kids had to take tests at the Tampa airport the other day. What was it? $60 a pop. Sorry, we're paying for these tests. They're not free.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Treasury Department says that the state tax cuts that are out there are okay if they're separated from the virus money coming in from the stimulus plan.
The state tax? I'm sorry, I don't know what this is.
States have cut their taxes, okay, but states like Florida, for example, where they've actually got money left over that they haven't used, Rick Scott yesterday said, well, I'd like to have Governor DeSantis return that money. Governor DeSantis said, I have no intention of returning the money. We're going to use it for something different.
I wish some of that money was actually earmarked for something. But, again, you know, DeSantis is playing the game that every other governor does. So, mm-hmm. you never see states returning money. That just doesn't happen. It gets sent to them. They're going to go ahead and they're going to end up keeping it. Certain states obviously do a better job with it than other ones can.
By the way, federal experts expect to keep the key rate near zero through 2023. I guess they're trying just to keep things stable.
What is stable, Matt? I mean,
I don't know. You tell me. You're the guy.
Yeah. I mean, prices are not stable.
No. No.
For your listeners out there that are senior citizens, they can't get a decent, safe rate of return on their money. They're losing money. They stick their money in a savings account, a bank, a CD. Treasuries doesn't make any difference. I mean, how's that stable? So the idea that it's stable, basically what they're doing is, the Federal Reserve is just another branch of the United States government and allows these people in Washington, D.C., a limitless credit card to spend on whatever they want, and mm-hmm. we end up paying the price for this.
Not
so much in taxes, but in higher prices.
By the way, I got some good news for you. The wholesale price of gasoline came down from $2.15 to $2.05. It dropped 10 cents. The price of diesel dropped 14 cents. It's down to $1.91 a gallon. People are not driving as much, and it backfired on them when they jacked the price way out of sight because people said, okay, we're just going to park the car for a while.
Yes, some are. I mean, people still have to go spend. They still have to get from point A to point B. And obviously, says some of it has to do with just markets mm-hmm. and trading. But yeah, I mean, I went to yesterday. I took a look up at one of the fueling stations. It was $3.80 a gallon.
Well, yesterday it dropped to $2.75 in my backyard, a mile away from me.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank God, because it was approaching $3 a gallon. I was saying, here we go.
Again, it's also looking at trading as well, and let's just be honest here. Government is also in bed with big oil too, and big oil is thrilled that there's no competition because they're eliminating all of the competition by not allowing any sort of drilling on federal land.
Yep, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and you will probably see him on TV today. I'm going to guess Newsmax in the afternoon, One American News 2. And he'll be all over the radio dial doing interviews today. That's what he told me a little while ago. I'll be right back with Brooke.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.